Never thought for a second that this could be so bad looking on the council, because like in my eyes, a lot of this crisis happened under the council's watch, and I'd be expecting them now to try and redeem themselves. For this to happen, my first opinion was this is disgusting. Like, this is people's lives they're dealing with here. Then I try to take it back and do a lot of phoning about to find out what's the real story. Now there's rumors there that I hear that it's supposed to be a glitch, supposed to be something to do with an IS system or something. And then I'm trying to register that through my head and find out, right, if it's a glitch, how come it's all a negative glitch? Why has the glitch not gone and recommended demolition to any one of these 20 people? And then if it's a glitch, listen, if it was in a professional government building, it'd have been addressed straight away. And how would this glitch come about? Does it come about in blocks, or does it come about in the last heap of people that put on their recommendations? So, but what I would expect would be for the chief executive, John O'Connor or John McLaughlin, and if he wants to defend his staff, well, he needs to come out swinging and explain what happened. Because if he can explain what happened, well, explain it on layman's terms that we believe it and it definitely happened, but it doesn't look good at the moment.
Most wise was that's clarification, really, isn't it? And you mentioned the word accountable there for well, what supposedly has gone on.
Yeah, definitely. We can't just have this headline that comes out and turns around and says, "Oh, listen, sorry, it was a glitch," and leave it at that. There needs to be an explanation, full blown clarification, and that's what we're expecting. Like, as I says, I don't want to be using this as an opportunity to just jump on top of the council and turn around and say, "Oh, so what to expect?" and all this here and start running them down. No, let's give them a chance, and let's give John O'Donnell a chance to come out, defend the staff, defend what happened, prove what happened, or else forevermore, men, we're going to be thinking, "Bad as this happened under their watch, now they're still looking after the people." And it's bad luck, and somebody needs to be held accountable. We need facts.